It's time for the talkback segment of the Phenology Show on Tuesday mornings. We've got student reports coming up for you, as well as what John's been hearing over the week. We'll be hearing from kids in Cohasset and near Proctor, near Duluth, as well as our friends in Northfield.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a minute. I wanted to start off today by telling you that my friends down in Tennessee report that the daffodils, the jonquils, are blooming. And one of my good friends down there sent me a picture of a periwinkle that is blooming, which is a small, lovely little purple-flowered plant that grows in that area and is blooming. So there is some hope. And among others, of course, I've heard of robins and blackbirds and geese. There are a lot of things going on. Check out KAXE, KBXE Season Watch to keep up with what is happening in our neighborhood. We're going to start today's program right here in our backyard with Macy and Bennett, and they are reporting from Cohasset Elementary School. Their teacher is Nathan Lindner.
Hello, my name is Macy and
Bennett from Mr. Lindner's fifth grade science classroom at Cohasset Elementary School. We have made a lot of observations over the past week.
We have been getting some beautiful warm days this past week, and more are coming our way. A lot of snow has melted, especially locations facing south. This is due to aspect. We have noticed the ice is melting on the lakes and starting to open more on the river streams.
On the open river and streams, we are seeing lots of large white birds, which we think are Canadian geese. We are noticing the birds are starting to sing more as the weather warms up. These songs could be marking territory or looking for a partner. Many students have heard the loud drumming of a woodpecker as well, indicating territories are showing off for a partner.
We cut branches from many different trees and place them in water to force them to change from bud to flower. We are looking forward to studying these branches to see the process trees go through.
That's great. That's a nice report, kids. I look forward to hearing more about your branches. That should be really interesting. The large white birds, they could be Canada geese. They could be trumpeter swans. Both are in the area, and both are being seen kind of frequently this time of year. So keep your eye out. And of course, if that is a large white bird with no black head, then it's probably a trumpeter swan. But if it has that black head with the little white chin strap, it's the Canada goose.